going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Aaron Rodgers reemerges from the Malibu beach to make things not that clear. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff.
Yeah, to share a big nothing burger.
Well, I mean, I took a lot from it and welcome, because if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, if you're a Minnesota Viking fan, if you are a New York Giants fan, you were very interested in what Aaron Rodgers had to say yesterday, because those were three of the teams that he name-checked that he had spoken to in this free agency kind of non-tour.
Well, Aaron Rodgers says, "I'm not holding anybody hostage." He's holding you hostage, Maggie Gray, by floating out these things that sound like they mean something but mean nothing. Because what is this guy doing?
Okay.
I ask you, Maggie Gray, right now, April 18th, somewhere around there, where is Aaron Rodgers' head? Because I don't know after watching that interview.
His head, I don't know. But I have an idea where his heart is. So a couple things that he said on the McAfee appearance. First of all, again, he's like, "I don't hear anything. I have people around me who are keep me updated." I'm like, well, then those people have to put some filters on, because he felt like he had to come out now to clear up. And I don't know why all of a sudden this was the time. But anyway, I appreciate it. One of the things that he said that he made abundantly clear is that there is an issue going on in his personal life that does seem very serious. They brought it up probably 15 times. They alluded to it. And obviously he puts a lot of his personal life out there. This one he wants to keep private. It's someone else's news.
Yeah.
It made it seem like, now speculate, some kind of health situation maybe, or something he's actively involved in helping someone close to him.
You call that abundantly clear?
Well, I'm just saying, he said that he's been open with everybody, including the Steelers, about this is why I can't commit to you right now.
That's fair.
Is because I have to tend to something that is more important and urgent. More urgent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, again, of course, if he has to attend to a personal issue, it just, do we give Aaron Rodgers the benefit of the doubt? It just seems like he wants to go to the beat of his own drummer. So I think if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm like, okay, of course, deal with a personal issue. But then again, you're kind of leaving us hanging.
Right. Well, I think it's beat of the own drum, or is it just a timeline that's a little wishy-washy because something else very serious is going?
It's like, I think if you're a fan, and listen, we have a different responsibility in media. We can't just make assumptions. If you're a fan, you might assume this is Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers, that he has a history of inconsistency. So why, of course, I hope his personal issues are okay, but it does feel like, well, am I going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, or is he just wanting to be all about Aaron Rodgers?
Okay, well, listen, maybe he's earned that, right?
Right,
He did say that, it is something that's very serious. It's in his inner circle, and it's taking his attention away. So here is Rodgers on McAfee saying he's not ready to make a commitment to a team yet.
So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have, beginning in really January, away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on. To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet.
Right, and I think he was a little bit burned, felt a little burned last year when he was with the Jets, and we'll get into the Jets side of this a little bit later, and he went scorched earth on Aaron Glenn, but he went to 99% of the offseason workouts, missed a weekend because he went to Egypt, and it became this really big thing about him missing, mandatory minicamp, and he doesn't want to commit and then say, well, I've got to get taken away to something on the West Coast that's really important. Rodgers also said, open to a lot of options, and remember when Cam Hayward came out and said, listen, we're not recruiting you, made an allusion here that he's not disrespecting any of the Steelers just because the decision's getting held up.
I am trying to be open to everything and not specifically attached to anything when it comes to this decision. I'm not holding anybody hostage. I really want to emphasize that nothing about what I'm saying. I've been upfront from the beginning. I don't mean any disrespect to any player on their team, veteran or young guy that comes in. I'm just going through a lot in my personal life that has to take precedent at this point.
Okay. That actually sounds incredibly reasonable to me. He also said he told the Steelers the lines of communication are open, and if you need to move on, move on. So if Kirk Cousins all of a sudden becomes the thing, or I don't even know who else is out there, but say it's Kirk.
Do you think that means go ahead, draft a quarterback, I won't mind? Because I think a lot of people read that comment that way.
Also, they specifically asked him, McAfee did, or one of his guys asked him, you know, would the draft have any influence? And he said no, and I kind of believed him. I really did. I don't think he feels like he's not going to beat out a rookie in training camp or that he wouldn't be the starter. That feels like it didn't even cross his mind. Let's talk for a second, though, about why we're even honing in so much about Pittsburgh. Is because Rodgers went there doing his due diligence. So, Manny, can I hear cut 14? Why he took the trip to Pittsburgh? Here it is.
I wanted to see what it was like there, see the facility, get to meet Omar in person, you know, see just get a glimpse, a snippet of what life would be like in Pittsburgh. So I thought it was important to go see it in person. And I also want to do it as quietly as possible. So there were very few people that even knew I was heading out that way besides Mike and Omar and Arthur.
Yeah, Steelers maybe not the tight ship that people had thought, because it took about 5 seconds and then we all knew that he was there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, he also said he did his due diligence by going to throw with DK Metcalf, and that happened at UCLA. And here's the thing, and this is where I land. After all the sound and after all of this, I think Rodgers is going to play for the Steelers this year.
Yeah.
And not just because of how complimentary he was, because he was complimentary of Daboll and he was complimentary of Kevin O'Connell and all that stuff, every place he went. But I think let's put it this way. The Steelers, I think, checked all the boxes for him when he did his due diligence, right? Like, he was reassured that it's a good organization. He said Mike Tomlin's even better in person than I thought, you know, even better like in this intimate setting than he had ever thought before. The runway is clear. It's just going to be about the timing. And I think that probably, I would imagine if we had the Steelers side of this, they probably told him, we don't need you for the whole offseason program. We're good. I would imagine that. Maybe not. Maybe.
If they said that, then they're wrong, by the way. They definitely need to get him in there working with those receivers. He can't show up. I saw this training camp, you know, mentioned training camp. They got to get him there this spring, right?
Well, but this is the thing. I think they'd be willing to wait. It also makes me think that the Steelers are going to find a quarterback in this draft. Is it 21? Will they trade up? I just could see, I think Rodgers is going to end up playing. I do. I don't think, he said retirement's still on the table, but all the actions are contradictory to that. If retirement's on the table, why go to Pittsburgh? Why work out with DK Metcalf? Why do any of your due diligence? Now, maybe your personal life, this stuff is so serious, and it does sound very serious, that you got to sit this year out or your life takes you away. I didn't get that sense that he was done with football, Pearl.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. I think he is going to Pittsburgh, but I think you're being charmed by Aaron Rodgers and you're not seeing the red flags here. You watch him on McAfee, and I do the same thing. I'm like, this seems like a really good guy, and he probably is a good guy.
No, he's charismatic until he starts talking about the vaccine stuff and how he needs an apology. I'm like, oh, God, we're back to that.
But, he'd be the best color analyst in football. He's so good about talking football, too. But I do think you're underestimating, because I watched it and I was like, okay, he's got this under control. I kind of thought the same thing with the Jets, too. I think that there are red flags. If they have to wait and he doesn't get in anything before training camp at the end of July, then let's face it, he gets in there in July. It's a new offense. It's going to be a little clunky. You're already starting behind the eight ball, and you're not that good of a team that you can just plug in Aaron Rodgers and be good to go. So I'll bet you if you're in Pittsburgh, you're like, okay, this is encouraging. He's probably going to come here. But my excitement is a little bit dampened by the timing. The fact that he's slow playing this is probably not a good thing.
Well, it is April 18th. You were right on the date. It's April 18th, and training camp is July 15th or whatever.
But real camp, spring camp starts on Monday.
No, I know, but, like, we've got time between then. Like, it is April. It's not July yet. We have all of May. We've got all of June.
So you're fine with him just showing up for training camp?
Well, I don't know if it's training camp, but I'm okay with a 20-year veteran who I think can learn. If Baker Mayfield could learn a playbook on a flight from Carolina to L.A., I think that Aaron Rodgers can get up to speed pretty fast. And by the way, he is already throwing with Metcalf. So
how many times did he throw with Metcalf?
They did a workout session together.
Yeah, he's already throwing with Metcalf. This is not enough for me. I think also, I'm already nervous about the Arthur Smith, Aaron Rodgers marriage. I know he praised Arthur Smith yesterday. I'm a little worried about this Steelers team. It's not just Rodgers, it's everything. You look at, they're drafting a quarterback, right? Is that quarterback, if they draft a quarterback?
I think they are.
Even if, let's say Aaron Rodgers doesn't come and they draft, say somehow they get a hold of Shedeur Sanders. He falls a little bit, which I'm a bit dubious about now. Is Shedeur Sanders going to be good there? Like, what is, I think we can't ignore the last 5 years of Mike Tomlin. Like, this team has been a little bit broken offensively, and I don't necessarily see this as a solution way this is going.
To be fair, though, if you're taking this to Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith, the head coach and offensive coordinator, then there's not going to be any quarterback solution that's going to make you feel good outside of peak Lamar Jackson going there.
We had Andrew Filippone, Pittsburgh radio host, yesterday. What did he say? He said, rip the Band-Aid. Just start Mason Rudolph. Let's tank. There's only one way to have a great chance of getting a starting quarterback. Let's rebuild. Let's get a young quarterback. That's the reality. I mean, listen, I like the process in Philadelphia. The reality is they're going to have 1 year of Rodgers. They're flirting with permanent limbo, where Rodgers is going to be good, but I'm not sure. I was an idiot. I picked the Jets to be really, really good the 2 years he was here. I'm not going to do that with Rodgers at Pittsburgh. I think he makes him okay. This just doesn't feel, I'm not energized by what I'm hearing. I agree. It does seem he's leaning there. But is this getting you fired up? If you're a Steeler fan, is this doing it for you?
I mean, probably not. But I'm also looking at the depth chart right now and seeing Mason Rudolph. And I know that, Filippone said, just roll with Mason Rudolph. But he's not winning you a playoff game either. Now, maybe Rodgers isn't also, but...
Right, but...
You've also seen the Steelers, maybe this is a little dangerous, but you've had not a great quarterback situation for all these years, and you're still somehow making it out of the AFC North.
Yeah, I mean...
And I'm not saying Rodgers is now, gonna... He's not a spaceship. He's not a Bezos Phallic-looking spaceship that you can just get on and ride up to space and then come back down.
No, he's a...
Throwback from yesterday when we wondered, why did that spaceship have to look like
that? Wait, what do you mean he's not a spaceship?
Well, you can't, if you go in with the same attitude when he came with the Jets and you're like, this is the guy who's now going to take us to Lombardi. I don't think that's where, quite frankly, I don't think that's exactly where the Steelers are. No disrespect. I think the Steelers are, we're a perennial playoff team. Our defense is good enough to get us there.
Yep.
And now Rodgers, we actually could win a playoff game if Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. You're not with Mason Rudolph, because we watched it. And he went to Buffalo and he got smoked. And that was an 8.5-point spread 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever that was. I think that, and that Bills team was on life support. So I think that Rodgers, does he give you hope for a Super Bowl? You're too pie in the sky if you're thinking that. But he gives you a chance to win a playoff game, which is something that the Steelers haven't done in nearly a decade. Can we do a little realistic expectations from Pittsburgh?
I know. But then honestly, you said, I don't know how they keep winning. It's Mike Tomlin's superpower that he just gets the guys fired up to win some ugly games. And that's probably going to happen this year. I think I'm also getting a vibe, why are we doing this for the Steelers? Because it's 1 year. There's really no building a champion here. And that has to be the goal in Pittsburgh. So, again, it feels like this is a Russell Wilson 2.0. They're putting in a veteran. It doesn't feel like we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, the superstar, anymore. It feels like we're talking about just a veteran quarterback.
Okay, but let's be honest. We've never really gotten the full story of why the Steelers lost 5 in a row at the end of the year. I think part of it was a function of the schedule. And then we heard from Andrew Filippone that apparently Russell Wilson and Arthur Smith were not getting along at the end of the year. There feels like there was a lot more tension, maybe on the offensive side of the ball in Pittsburgh, than the national media really got here.
They lost 5 in a row. You know who they lost to?
No, they lost to the Ravens. They lost to the Texans.
They lost to Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, and a desperate Bengals team.
Of
course they
lost,
because they weren't that good that last year. We knew they weren't that. Actually, their record was good, and we were like, how are they doing this?
And Russell Wilson was a sneaky, whoa, what is he doing here? The Steelers' season last year actually had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of twists and turns. I thought it was crazy when they benched Justin Fields. They were, 5-2? So I guess, what I'm saying is that maybe the Steelers aren't as far away from, being at least a viable playoff team. They are a playoff team, but one that can actually win you games. And I'm sorry if you think that's me being like loser's lament or the bar's not high enough. Like, this is where the bar is right now for the Steelers. And if you don't want to do the full tank, then this is where you're at.
So, I heard a really funny line. I was listening to some Steelers podcast. There's a, by the way, 50 million Steelers podcasts.
Yeah, I know.
They aggregated me
and attributed a wrong quote to me.
This is a fan base and a media that is really into their team. And a woman said that she was sitting around the paper's newsroom and said, does anyone here remember who the Steelers drafted last year? And nobody in the newsroom remembered. It was Troy Fatanu, the offensive lineman.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, didn't the Jets try to jump that? No,
that
Steelers
was
Steelers jumped the Jets.
That's my point. They've drafted two tackles in the last 3 years, and that's developed into nothing. They have all kinds of problems. They've gotten super old on defense. They desperately need to draft a defensive player at 21, too. There's all sorts of problems. And just this Aaron Rodgers, Willie, won't he? This is making me nervous if I'm a Steelers fan. Like, I think Rodgers really presented himself well and presented the situation well. And I agree, he's not holding them hostage. But I didn't walk away excited if I'm a Steelers fan. I do agree with your hunch that it looks like he's going to Pittsburgh, but maybe there should be more urgency.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I like what Drunkle Sam has to say. The chat's up and running, by the way. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Rodgers no longer has that new car smell.
Yes, that's a great way to put it.
Right. He doesn't. It's the year after the year. But you know what? That was actually great for Favre. They're very different.
The Favre model makes you excited, but man, that's a great way to put it. Like, man, I'm not going to get bitten by Rodgers again.
Although Daly says Rodgers probably reeks of patchouli.
Hey, definitely. Definitely.
You think he's an incense guy?
Oh, my God. Aaron Rodgers is two steps away from having a ponytail and having walking
to his
house.
Tantric retreat?
Yes, living in a one-bedroom somewhere with...
A one-bedroom?
Well, yeah. I was actually caught off guard with how clean-shaven he was.
Yeah.
I know, it was a different person.
Yeah, he's like me. He's got three different identities.
I think that's why we're all like, okay.
Depending on your facial hair. Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. I think that's why we're all like, Aaron Rodgers has figured out some things, mainly because he looked sharp. Yeah.
Well, I know this is really stupid to say, but it made me think he's serious. He looked like he's, and listen, we watched him play with the John Wick hair and the beard and all that stuff. It doesn't matter. The facial hair doesn't matter. He also could be like in the lab, and that would be, you know, I look like Castaway because I've been so focused on grinding film. You know, we can read into this, whatever.
So you did read into the clean shaven.
Well, I was
like,
either that.
You fell for it.
Or I was like, he's got a photo shoot or something for some kind of whatever he's endorsing.
Maybe he's got a photo shoot with Chevy Malibus.
Let's talk about the Chevy Malibu. You know, can we take a break and then we'll talk about the Chevy Malibu? Good plug for Chevy Malibu, which was the... We'll get into it in a second. Why was the Chevy Malibu, the car, such a prominent like moment in that interview yesterday? I will get to that in a sec. But Rodgers, Steelers, can it work? That's what we're asking. 888-710-4ISN. And my definition of working is winning a playoff game.
What?
Super Bowl? Come on, guys.
Like, what's the point of winning a playoff game? You got to go for a Super Bowl here. You have T.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers.
Dude, you haven't won a playoff game in so
long. What's the point of having Rodgers for 1 year and winning a playoff game? You got to aim higher, Meg.
That's dangerous. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Chevy Malibu's getting a big plug yesterday. We'll tell you why. Will Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers work? MVP.
There's actually a couple Dolphins out there. I might need to get out there.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Breaking down Aaron Rodgers' interview on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. I'm dying to know what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do in the draft because they're at 21. Everyone's like, well, they just take Shador. Well, you know, Shador Sanders is going to be there. But I would like to see Shador Sanders, Deion Sanders, Aaron Rodgers all together saying things in press conferences. That would be fascinating.
It would. You know, the fact that Shador, though, has been around the game, been around famous people, counts Tom Brady as a mentor. Brady and Rodgers are friendly, I think. Play golf together, whatever. I think Shador would handle being in a quarterback room really well with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, you do get into the same base issue is here. Like, do you build around Aaron Rodgers? Or are you building around a rookie quarterback? Because Shador is 23. He's not, you know, you don't have a lot of time to wait. I don't think you sit him for a year. He's going to be 24. Like, he should be out there. Like, Jaden Daniels is 23. All the 23-year-old quarterbacks are playing. Bo Nix. So I think it's kind of a waste of a pick if you have Shador there at 21 and then you give the reins to Aaron Rodgers for a year. You're going to wait a year on Shador? Why? Yeah.
I never think waiting a year is a bad thing. And
what if you draft Tyler Shucks 25? Like, these older these guys are way too old to be in the draft.
It's not the NBA, though. Like, I don't think that being a little bit older is the—I think it actually probably helps a little bit more in the NFL.
Well, I mean, actually, the history of old quarterbacks is a disaster.
Well, the old ones, the 28-year-old Brandon Whedons.
Even the 23, 24, it's not usual. I mean, we're in a whole new world where college people are doing the seven-year plan like Animal House. But generally— This isn't for, I don't know. It just feels like you draft Shador at 21 and Rodgers is sitting there. I think it's a little bit combustible, just a bit. Right now, everything feels fine, but who knows?
We're asking you, would this work? Now, Rodgers, again, was complimentary about the Steelers, has to work on his own timeline because of some personal stuff that's going on in his life, can't commit right now, told the Steelers, you can move on, you can do whatever, but it looks like there is a lot of mutual respect. We'll get to the Chevy Malibu story in a moment. But Josh is in Erie, Pennsylvania. That's Steelers country. Josh, you think this would work with Rodgers and the Steelers?
Absolutely not. The dude is going to be 40. I think he's 41, almost going to be 42 by the time the season starts, right?
Yep.
That offensive line looked like a slice of Swiss cheese all year. It's not going to have any time to throw to DK Metcalf, let alone he's one play away from getting hurt and season being end injury. Like, there's just, it's not going to work. I don't understand what the Steelers are thinking. Makes me go crazy that we're entertaining this. Unless the whole plan is to draft offensive linemen, but our defense needs age. They need to age down too. So it's just a convolution of just everything going wrong all at once.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's certainly the glass half empty look if you want to do that, Josh, and I get where you're coming from, but you could also do glass half full, which is, we said, Broderick Jones was a first-round pick, 2023 left tackle. Troy Fontenot, 2024 first-round
first-round pick. Hurt most of last year.
Right, okay, but as your right tackle, you've got Isaac Seumalo, who you remember, obviously, profited, wasn't he with your Philadelphia Eagles and was a free agent they brought over.
Josh is not looking glass half empty or glass half full. He's looking at the glass. That was what happened in Pittsburgh. And, I mean, unfortunately, Omar Khan's been great in third round, and he's missed on a bunch of first-round picks now. So that's a great question. Is a team good enough around Rodgers?
Well, can you say yet they've definitively missed on these offensive linemen? If we're talking about the offensive line, Zach Frazier was a second-round pick. He's starting
good
at center.
He's good.
Right. So, Josh, thanks for the call. You have to then have so little faith that the Pittsburgh Steelers can develop their own guys. And I don't think of all the warts that the Steelers have shown, that's not one of them. They develop their guys.
This is a new Steelers team. This is not hit on the offensive line. I mean, I think they do not like Broderick Jones so far. And obviously, we mentioned they didn't have the rookie last year. They don't have a running back, too. That's the other thing you got to think about. Jaylen Warren has proved he's not a full-time running back. It's a deep running back draft. They'll probably take someone. But generally, they're not a whole team to put around Rodgers. I know you have DK Metcalf and George Pickens. That does not make an offense.
So the other part about the defense, I understand that, you know, obviously Cam Hayward is coming back. You know, he's an older guy. TJ Watt wants a big contract. He's 30. But you also have a bunch of guys here who are just straight up in their prime. Patrick Queen. Alex Highsmith.
Queen. I mean,
okay. Yeah. Micah Fitzpatrick. Joey Porter is a young guy who's coming into this prime. I mean, they're not all old, is what I'm saying. You have some star players on this defense who are actually right at winning time.
Got it. Well, Micah's going to turn 29. I feel like he's been around a long time. Yeah, I don't know. Like, were any of those guys able to tackle Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson in the playoff game?
Well, if you want to go back to the Ravens game, nobody looked good, so.
I think that's part of the problem. The team that is going to be around Rodgers feels like it's taking a slide back. I mean, this is why, again, I think this is a more combustible situation than we're kind of, you know, it sounds good in April when he's on an interview, like, yeah, let's wait and see. Like, this should be a desperate situation in Pittsburgh.
It is desperate. No, I'm not going to, I can't fault you there. I just think it's the best of the possible outcomes because you're not guaranteed to get a quarterback in the draft. And if you don't love Shador, or you don't love Jackson Dart, this buys you a year. Okay, 888-710-4ISN. Would this work with Rodgers in Pittsburgh? Chevy Malibu getting a glow up.
I want to let you know the people of Pittsburgh will respect the fact you're driving around in a boo, brother.
So here's the funny part. So I drive a Chevy. I really love my Chevy. It's a great.
Boo?
I don't drive a boo. I wish I did.
Boo.
I know. Because that's a sweet car. It's comfortable. But the funny part is, so Rodgers tries to sneak in, Perloff, to the Steelers facility undetected. And his big plan here was he was going to get a rental car, presumably for regular people.
Right.
This was the whole crux of the joke, was he's driving a Chevy Malibu because, ha, 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 this is a $25,000 car. And, of course, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I would be driving a $250,000 car, I think was the implication here. This is where Rodgers loses a little bit of the charisma and the charm. The running butt of the joke is not, you are not in a jalopy. You were in a car that most people would like to have. 25 grand on a car, that's not nothing, guys. And cars are only getting more and more expensive now. So the fact that he got such a kick out of driving like a regular person car, to me, I was like, oh, right. You've been famous and rich for so long. You are so out of touch here. Did you take it that way?
I don't want to sound bougie, but I don't know.
All right, McLovin.
That's not exactly what my takeaway was.
Okay, what was your takeaway?
I mean, I'm not going to comment. See, I'm just going to stay out of this car discussion altogether.
I think he is bougie for getting the four-door option. I mean, when you go to those rental car places, those four-door options are a lot more expensive than the economy option that some of these places have. So if he really wanted to appeal to the regular person, should have gotten the economy.
You want him driving like a Ford Fiesta?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are at the Hertz and there are all these cars in front of you and you're excited to get a Chevy Malibu?
Well, actually, yes. A Chevy Malibu is like a normal thing that I might get at a rental car. I don't think it's novel, is what I'm saying, regular person.
When I'm at a rental car, I want a car that I haven't driven, like something weird or new, like a Scion or something.
One that looks like a box.
I want some weird car. I don't want to just drive a Chevy Malibu.
What about a Maserati?
No, I mean, I've never gone on the upgrade. I've got a couple convertibles, but generally that's as generic a car as you can have. It's basically the Honda Accord which I drive.
Yeah, it wasn't a compliment to the Chevy Malibu yesterday.
Of course.
You've said glow up more than once. And I'm like, that they should be angry. They should be asking for an apology from Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he treated it like a novelty, you know?
But he used it as, no one's going to think I'm in this car because it's a Malibu. Like, that's not fun. That's not nice to Malibu.
It's kind of like, yeah, then I got this sweet Honda Civic.
Right, and I delivered a couple Uber Eats orders in it while I had the chance.
I don't know. It's just a very generic car, and not in a bad way. I'm just saying it's kind of plain.
But I was like, this was a conversation that rich people have. This would be a funny joke between two rich people. It's not that it doesn't land for a mass audience.
And then I rented a Chevy Malibu.
Grape upon anyone?
No, but
it's stupid.
I don't think there are poor people out there like, dude, can you believe that guy just got a Chevy Malibu? That is not a discussion that happens among any people.
It is interesting what your strategy is for the rental car. I mean, I always try to get whatever is the best car I can get for the cheapest amount, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I've never gone upgrade. Once in a while, something slips through and I've had a nice car. But generally, this is not a Grey Poupon moment. And then I'm thinking the movie Trading Places when Dan Aykroyd has to slum it. This is, that's what you're saying. This is like rich Aaron Rodgers, Jeffrey, this novel car.
And
like
he flew
a comic
coach,
phone.
Too. Is that what he said? Oh, I went to a different airport. He said there was something else about the plane.
He went to a different airport, but that was a private airport.
Malibu.
And then he drove in the boo. Like
Malibu.
Regular person to go unnoticed. He's awful.
I mean, by the way, the ultimate, the Kirk Cousins driving the minivan. Now that's a dedication to an average car.
Yeah, Philip Rivers. I mean, if Philip Rivers has 15 kids or whatever, I don't know how many they're up to now. Like
I live kind of a quiet life.
I saw a player recently. And I get that. I'm this guy. He has a $50 million contract, and he drives the same car he had in college. He's like, what's the point of... I don't get spending tons of money on cars because they start to depreciate the second you bring it off the lot.
Yeah.
Why not just drive your old... Especially because I drive in New York City, and my car gets banged up all the time. I'm very comfortable in an old, beat-up car.
No,
serendipitous.
I think it's two types... You're two types of people because, there are car people out
there. Yeah, definitely.
It's a big deal. And I kind of get both. I'm not a big car person, but that's, you know, because I'm me. But I get when people want nice cars. It's nice to have a nice car.
I like the pro athlete who has all the money in the world and drives a beat-up pickup truck. That's a cool look. There, and you know there are guys like that, or Gardner Minshew in a van or whatever those guys are doing.
Does Rodgers have Jimmy one Butler. That was professionally beat up to look old and vintage?
Oh, the chameleon?
Like he sent it to somebody to make it, to like break it in for him so he can look the part but not actually do it.
I probably. Doesn't he do a I feel like he has a connection to trucks somewhere. Feels like he should be in a truck ad. Does he ever
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Like Ford One. He is never sponsored
sense.
Ford. I
yeah,
feel like
throwing tools in the flatbed. Yeah, you know, like very sexy, closed in the thing.
Yeah,
the,
he's got a Ford F-150.
There it is.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Ford of Green Bay.
I'm not gonna lie, guy in a pickup truck. There's something there.
Yeah, I think most NFL players have a pickup truck. I think that's almost required. But you might have a sports car too, but you also, if you live out in anywhere in the burbs, you have a pickup truck.
Yeah, maybe have both. Although, it's funny, like you'd say, like, what impresses women more? You know, there will be a few cars that are just completely undefeated as far as like, you know.
Like the Malibu.
Chevy Camaro.
It's the Ferrari.
Oh, God.
The Ferrari, that's the panic. I mean, that's it. That's the number one.
We got to show Maggie the movie Catch 20. What's our favorite movie with
22 Jonah Jump Street?
22 Jump Street. They keep on making one character is obsessed with Lamborghinis and puts posters all over his wall. He's like, Lambos haven't been cool since 1988.
Yeah, that was in 21. That was in the first one. That's right.
It's
I love
Ferrari.
A good Corvette too, but I realize that's also very old school. But you're it's like, the Ferrari. The Ferrari is.
You know which one is the real moneymaker? The Studebaker, guys.
The Model T.
Remember when, in the movie 16 Candles, when Jake pulls up in the red Porsche?
Porsche is also cool.
Yeah, now people are driving Escalades of the size of the Titanic. And there's a whole different vibe out there.
Yeah.
And let's put it out there. What do you guys think of the whatever those Teslas are, the fancy Teslas with the triangles.
Oh, the Cybertruck?
Yeah.
Blah.
Throw up.
Yeah, they are
Can
ugly.
Can I barf on air?
Because the Tesla doesn't look ugly. That's a slick-looking car. The Cybertruck I do not get. You want people to ask you about your car.
Yeah, I have some Cybertrucks parked near me. Tourists stop and take pictures all the time. I think it's cool. I'm sorry. What's not
you
cool
think they
about
look
it?
Good, oh my though? God.
Yes, it's like a little spaceship.
Yeah, but it's trying to work. It's the Aaron Rodgers of truck
don't
designs.
Don't be a freaking weirdo.
This is my least favorite Proloff take.
It has a garage door for
no,
a
I know,
back
I know
window.
Everybody hates it. This is definitely against the grain. I know everybody hates the Cybertruck, but you're telling me you see one driving along, you don't stop and look at it?
No. Not in a positive way. And Maggie's right. I would drive. I think a Tesla is a beautiful car.
Yeah, this is
car.
Not an Elon take.
I love
it. The truck
Tesla's
is a complete waste of time. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And you can tell me all the things it does. Like, my son knows all of the specs. Like, it can power a house in a blackout. Like, great.
No way.
That's awesome. But, like, it looks stupid.
Can the Malibu do that?
I don't think so.
Malibu calls it.
But
I'll
tell you what. You can ride off into the sunset with Cindy Crawford if you got a Ferrari. That's not happening.
What's Manny driving these days?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Something American. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. The Tesla truck, I can't do. Okay. Are you a car guy? Yes, no.
Don't put up the poll. Do you like the Cybertruck? Because that will not end up well for me.
We might get on some kind of list.
You're telling
this
me.
This might not go on the podcast.
I think it's a hate crime now to say anything bad about those. So let's just forget we mentioned anything.
Yeah. Don't key them, by the way. Even if you think they're ugly, none of that is necessary. I think they're kind of cool. I don't know what's wrong. They look like
can
little spaceships.
Can you imagine you driving one, though, would feel really out of like.
No,
that would be a real May December relationship with you and
tinted windows, hip hop blaring out of it, going down the street, and then roll down the window and lame me over. It's like, wait, that guy is driving the Cybertruck?
I don't think it's hip hop. When I think of someone driving the Cybertruck, it's like,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
No, in our neighborhood, it's loud music. Like the Cybertruck people want you to know they have a Cybertruck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's a compensation thing.
Monetarily?
But meanwhile, physical. Maggie's like, if a guy's got a Ferrari, if a guy has a Ferrari, that means he's either a divorce lawyer or a finance guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, they're nice, man.
Ferrari, my dream car.
And it's not the Lamborghini. The Lamborghini is just a little too...
Go ahead.
I don't know. So something that about the Ferrari that feels very classic. Classy.
Is it too wide, the Lamborghini?
No, it just feels like a video game, maybe.
I agree with that.
You want the wing doors?
Oh, like the DeLorean?
Yeah.
Go with Doc Brown. Just the classic Ferrari. Just give me something nice and sleek.
Yep.
We can ride off into the Italian countryside
later,
together.
Yeah. Me,
I
give
family?
Me a,
wait, what?
Give me a fuel-efficient Honda. I mean, we're talking a lot. Am I putting lots of highway miles on here? Yeah.
Six CD changer in the trunk.
Yeah, I'm not Ox a car cord. Guy. I mean, I've lived in this idiotic city of New York for too long. It ruins every car.
Yeah.
It's hard to be. You have to have open roads for a Ferrari. You have to be able to exercise that puppy, Meg. I don't think where you are is going to work.
Well, in this fantasy of mine, I'm not sitting around with you guys. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
You're on the Autobahn in Germany going 100 miles an hour.
Uh-huh. Something like that.
With Enrico. Flavio.
Enrico. Where have you been my whole life? Okay. Folks, hang around. Let's get to some headlines because a lot did happen yesterday. Lots of people talking. Not just Aaron Rodgers. We'll get you up to speed on everything. 888-710-4ISN. Will Aaron Rodgers work in Pittsburgh? And are you a car guy?
Malum. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Got a lot to do here. Aaron Rodgers, not the only thing going on in the world yesterday. It was a big day beyond Aaron airing out the New York Jets, which we will get to in a moment. But Bogus is here with all the latest headlines. What's up?
All the headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. The Yankees beat the Rays last night, 6-3 down in Tampa, but that wasn't good enough for Jazz Chisholm, ejected for arguing balls and strikes in the seventh inning. He then went to the clubhouse and tweeted, "Not even bleeping close."
We're ball players. We're in the heat of moment. We want to win every at bat. We want to win every pitch. So when you work that hard and it doesn't go your way and you really think it's a ball, you get fired up, you know? And I'm very passionate about my game.
narrator, it wasn't even close.
The on-field anger at home plate umpire John Bacon's one thing, that tweet's another. MLB rules prohibit players from using electronic devices during a game, and then union rules prohibit players from ever criticizing umps on social media. So Jazz might be in a little trouble today. He said post-game he can handle whatever comes his way. And yes, this pitch was a ball, but there was a pitch that was earlier in the account in the at-bat that was a strike. We called the ball, so we broke even.
You know, we've got a solution for this.
Yeah, but maybe you don't miss any balls and strikes as an umpire. Mr. John Bacon, pathetic.
Why not? Hey, get him automated.
Yeah.
And Jazz can't say Jack.
I like it.
Next season.
Is that I love the electronic rule device. Like, it's not pitched to me. He said a tweet. It's totally different, right?
No, like, you're not supposed to be on your phone.
Yeah,
like,
no, I know. Is that related to the Astros scandal? Is that why
I believe that's all?
But this is the exact opposite. Like, he wasn't trying to get a competitive advantage.
Also, if you like go to the back to the clubhouse and go in the bathroom, bring your phone with you. I don't think MLB is going to come down on you.
I love what
it's like, are you doing a crossword puzzle there? Yeah.
Playing connections.
But also, what an NFL guy, hasn't someone sent a tweet at halftime? That's like the ultimate non-committed. That's happened
a
few times.
Yeah.
You are a basketball player. It's like you go into halftime and you're like answering replies like, yeah, you don't know anything about it. I'm like, dude, aren't you watching, listening to the coach right now?
I always thought that if you're a young baseball player, I don't know how old Jazz is, 28, something like that. Let's say a younger guy, say you're 22, 23, and you actually go 3 hours or 4 hours out of your day without looking at your phone, that has to put you in a totally different stratosphere than the rest of people your age. Think
Hold
about
on.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Do you ever go 4 hours in a day, unless you're asleep, without looking at your phone?
Definitely not. But, unless I'm playing video games.
Yeah, but like also...
then you're doing another thing that's...
Yeah, we have to... Also, we're not high-class athletes, though. Like, these athletes, they understand that they can't be looking at their phone for 4 hours. We're just yo-yos who work in sports media who have to look at our phones
that is
to
true.
Get news.
How about
this dude doesn't need to be looking at his phone.
Rory McIlroy, before he had the final round of the Masters, one of the biggest things he said is, I can't look at my phone tonight. That's a big admission. He doesn't want to see what people are saying about him. Back to you, folks.
The Mets, by the way, behaved themselves in a 4-1 home win over the Cardinals. The Rangers got a 3-game sweep of the Angels, 5-3, and the Tigers kept the Royals struggling.
2-2, line drive, base hit down the right field line. Carpenter in, Torkelson around second, Green around first. He will hold as the throw goes to Witt at second base. Sharp line drive, single for Riley Green, his second RBI hit of the night. And the Tigers have a 4-0 lead in the fifth.
And a good DJ. Dan Dickerson, Tigers Radio. Riley Green, 3 hits, 2 RBI to end a 1-for-32 slump.
Oh.
The Tigers, a 6-1 win. KC's now dropped 4 straight and 6 of 7. Gio Lopez is now the assumed QB1 at Chapel Bill. Bill's version, the former South Alabama QB, transferring to North Carolina, reportedly with a 2-year agreement worth $4 million. Lopez was the number 6 player available in the portal. Saints right tackle Ryan Ramczyk announced his retirement last night at just 30 years old. He is a 3-time All-Pro over 7 seasons in New Orleans. Set on the final night of the NHL regular season.
Stroll. In and across. Ovechkin scores from the office. Buries it past Nedeljkovic. 8:97 as Ovechkin and Crosby trade goals on this last day of the regular season.
John Walton on Caps Radio. Ovi scoring once more in a 5-2 loss in Pittsburgh. He finishes the regular season with 44 goals and 73 points and now gets ready for the playoffs. No postseason for Sidney Crosby and his Penguins, but Crosby did get his 9th career 90-point season last night with a goal and an assist. Guys, back
Look
to you.
Look at the old guys. Good for the dinosaurs.
Bogish, thank you so much. We'll get into a little NHL playoffs around here. Paul Bissonnette, you may know him as Biz.
Biznasty?
Biznasty is going to join us on the show.
That's a big get. Did Manny Pucks do that?
You guys actually say mustache, you and Bissonnette.
Hey, you know what?
Just and a couple that's of, where it ends.
Just a couple of good-looking dudes, you know what I mean?
You guys are just fighting them off.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not all 100% up there either. Maybe
actually,
Bissonnette are just the same.
I see a lot in common between Banny and Biz. They do not remind me of each other.
Fair.
Biz is kind of like the Manny of that NHL studio show on TNT.
I am very much taking that as a compliment. I very much like what Bissonnette does.
I agree.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a compliment. Just so clear on that.
Similar casting.
Yeah. Need we explain more? I mean,
we are going to talk to
Wayne Gretzky, driving a boo, by the way.
You have Wayne Gretzky and journeyman Paul Bissonnette.
Are you Gretzky?
I'm Gretzky. Okay. She's Liam McHugh.
Clearly.
By the way, nothing wrong with you. McHugh's hair.
Yeah, yeah. Maggie's like, I'll be Liam McHugh.
Yeah, no, he's a solid host.
Who's the who else is on the show? Is it?
Oh, put me on the spot.
Is Henrik on? Is Lundqvist on that sometimes?
He might be sometimes.
And to be honest, mention his name and we lost Maggie.
I know. None of us are Lundqvist.
No,
he doesn't need to drive. He could show up in a jalopy, and I'd be like, e-bike. Family. Who? Yes, a regular bike. I'll pedal. You can sit in the back. I'll pedal the bike. For Lundqvist, yeah, exceptions here.
Would you sit in the little motorcycle?
The sidecar?
Yeah.
Would you sit in the front basket?
I'd sit on the top of a volcano. Are you guys not understanding the depths here? Yes.
Maggie Gray, big fan of Henrik Lundqvist.
How far would you walk to meet him?
I'd walk to Sweden. Yes, I'd swim. Anything.
All right.
Yeah.
We could arrange that.
Yes.
And you know what? I would be right behind you.
Thank you. We'd be there for different reasons.
No, I don't think we would.
Yeah.
He came into Sports Illustrated for an interview once, and I kid you not, wearing blue suede shoes. I was like, who is this
Mr. Ranger,
superhero?
Yeah, Anson Full Carter suit. and Lundqvist. So, yeah, kind of rotate in,
I
think.
Don't break the fantasy.
No,
I'm saying
it's
Maggie
a
gets,
track line.
No, Maggie gets Lundqvist in this little thing. You're Anson Carter. And,
who else is on the TNT set? Sorry, I blacked out.
Is there anybody?
Get Anson Carter? I am in his sidecar? What does that mean?
Congrats, Bo.
You're an equivalent player.
You guys
could
ride off in a Tesla truck together.
And Biz Nasty is riding on the side of my car.
I feel like Biz Nasty is filming. I don't know why I get that sense. It's the mustache.
I mean, we should do, if we're going to do Inside the NBA, who's who? Am I Ernie?
You're not Shaq.
Well, I'm definitely closest to Barkley as far as like.
It's actually like a Mary Bleep Kill is kind of a more fun game maybe with that crew.
Yeah.
I hit my parlay!
Got to marry Ernie. That's marriage material.
I wasn't watching the first half. I was watching Bones.
Dynamite analysis. Okay, lots more to do, including how about Rodgers just taking a howitzer to the Jets yesterday on the McAfee show. I'll tell you what he said next.
Quit asking questions.